This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour here of Live Saturday edition of the program. As usual, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, although what we've been talking about so far tonight has been the WikiLeaks revelations, which for some people will be revelations. For others, it'll just be confirmation of things that they've already believed, and we're only just scratching the surface on what will be what they've said is now just about 1% of what they intend to release from the CIA, revealing all kinds of dirty details about how the CIA has or had its own stable of elite hacking tools that I guess were different from the NSA's tools that were revealed by Edward Snowden over the last several years, that the CIA had their own set of tools. And, oops, somehow those got let loose into the wild, so to speak, meaning that somehow, we don't yet know exactly how, but these elite hacking tools are now available to anybody who knows how to find them on the internet. Hacking communities, other competing state intelligence groups, these are some of the folks who might have their hands on these tools that the documents, the 8,700 or so documents that were released and files that were released, suggest that these tools can hack into all kinds of things, including your iPhone or your Android phone, as well as operating systems for your computer.
And again, to point out, it's not that it's hacking into and decrypting, say, Signal or Telegram. The claim is that it's able to hack in to get that before it becomes encrypted.
Right, so Signal is a very popular encryption app that I use, and Edward Snowden recommended.
Yes.
It's an open source encryption app. It's a very good app, but if they can somehow get the data before it is encrypted, then it doesn't do you any good to encrypt it. And that's what they were saying some of these tools could do. So again, we're just scratching the surface on this. Wondering how you feel about this controversy, the U.S. government talking tough, Vice President Mike Pence threatening, saying they're going to bring the full force of the law against whoever it is that was involved in this leak if it turns out to be a legitimate leak. And I think that whoever's doing this is doing us a favor. Just like Edward Snowden is a hero, whoever the person is who revealed this information to WikiLeaks is also doing good work and revealing what should be, you know, widely known, that the U.S.
Yes.
government is not to be trusted. They are not your friend. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We have David in Louisiana. By the way, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE or on Skype at lrn.fm. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I certainly agree some sort, but I am a little skeptical about some of these whistleblowers sometimes, whether or not they're being protected by the government. But anyway, what we see here is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. So you're absolutely right there not to be trusted. And I mean that no person's the right of the people to be secure in their persons. No one unwarranted seizures and no unwarranted searches. And it clearly prohibits spying. So in other words, I've always said national securities are always a big violation of the Constitution, because a government by the people, for the people, we ought to know everything that's going on with them. Nothing should be a secret. Otherwise, it becomes tyrannical, like they got something to hide here. I mean, what do you guys think?
I actually agree with you on this, and I know if Mark Edge, who was a co-host on the show, was on, he would argue that the government should be able to have secrets. Now, of course, the argument for that is that, well, there's some things that are dangerous that the government, you know, needs to protect people against, and so therefore they need to have secrets for that reason, you know, this sort of nebulous secrets, you know, excuse. But I'm with you. I mean, if indeed they're there to serve, if indeed, which of course we know is not true, But we, you know, if that were true, then they should be able to be completely transparent about all of their activities.
Yes.
And if they're doing something that is dangerous, like, oh, I don't know, manufacturing dangerous weapons or hacking tools, then that's all the more reason that people need to know about it.
But then again, we were warned about think about it. A government by the people for the people always say, God creates man, whether you believe in God or not. Our founding fathers acknowledge that there is some sort of higher power because it says all men are created. Not all men are evolved or spawned. But anyway, God creates man and man creates government. Man should never be subject to his own creation. If I was to create a table and chair, then who's to say that that table and chair ruled over my life? That's kind of what we got ourselves into today. And they seem to be binded by their own creation. They seem to be, I mean, they seem to act like that they can do whatever they want, yield whatever kind of force they can. But yep. Then when it comes to issues that they seem inconvenient. Oh, well, we're binded by the law. So, I mean, they're never to be trusted. And I would go as far as to say, God forbid, that I believe in some overt way they are waging war against the people because people are finding out what exactly is going on like this. And they got no choice but to tell us now. That's why we have all these, that's why we have Freedom of Information Acts. Because after a while, you can't keep these secrets anymore. Too many people have taken oaths. Too many people are let out loose in the streets. They're going to tell somebody, and it's going to go in circulation.
Thank you, David.
Unfortunately, hold on. Yep. Don't drop David just yet. Unfortunately, you know, even though there are the Freedom of Information Acts that exist, if you don't ask the right question in the right manner, mm-hmm. they send you a letter that says we don't have to provide you anything. Thoughts?
I still think of any of it as treason. Just in conclusion, I see a treasonous government on the horizon, and I just hope we have more so-called whistleblowers who are honest and can actually provide information for the people.
Totally agree. Great call, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And you know, it's interesting that the real enemy of the state is information. Right.
Yes.
They want you to believe there's these boogeymen out there, right? Like, the terrorists or Saddam Hussein or, you know, they always have somebody they can point to.
Right.
That is the supposed enemy that, you know, we're all supposed to be so afraid of that we need the government to keep us safe from. And there's even a story that I've got in the show prep tonight about the TSA going to be cranking up their pat downs as well, making them even more invasive than they've ever been. But, you know, all they have to do is point to some boogeyman to justify any, you know, invasion of your privacy, invasion, violation of your rights. But the government's real enemy isn't China. It isn't Iraq. It isn't, you know, the terrorists.
Right.
The thing that the entity or the thing or whatever you want to call it that is the greatest threat to the government, to the federal government, is truth. Is information, is enlightening people. And that's why WikiLeaks is ultimately public enemy number one as far as the government is concerned.
Yep.
And when I say public, I mean public is the government. That's another
right.
trait. You know, whenever the government uses the word public, that's a code word to mean them, not,
correct.
Not you and I. WikiLeaks is not our enemy. WikiLeaks is our friend. They are doing, in my opinion, Goddess's work here, revealing this information about this evil government that we have. So I'm grateful to Julian Assange and the rest of his, you know, unknown crew of assistants, because obviously it's not just him. I don't know how many people they have on staff at WikiLeaks, but, you know, thank goodness for all of them. They're the ones who are doing the real good work, and they don't have to drop a bomb. They don't have to. Shoot at somebody. They don't have to actually put someone's life in jeopardy to delegitimize the state, to ruin its sort of the way people look at it, the way people think about the state, the reverence that they have for it, the belief that they have in it, can all be shattered by information. And so ultimately we're in this time where the greatest threat to the state isn't some military, it isn't some armed group or some internal insurrection, it's actually just learning about the state. Now we can do that in a way that we never could before because of the information age, because we have the internet, and this data can be transferred so quickly and globally in instance. I mean, WikiLeaks actually released this treasure trove, this 1% of the documents that they have, this 8,000-plus pages, as a torrent. They released it over the weekend as a torrent with a password, encrypted password, and they said, we're going to give you the password on Monday, and then, or Tuesday, or whenever it was, and then they revealed it. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the Talk Live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We want to let you know about MyPillow and Daryl's Pillow. We've both got MyPillow. It's a great product. I've been using it for, I'd say, close to a year now at this point, and if it wasn't great, I'd have stopped using it right away. I got other pillows, but the MyPillow is fantastic. It is actually designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and the dryer. It's designed for that, and you can get yours at half price by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And then you can also get two for the price of one if you want. So one or two, it's up to you how many you order. But most importantly, you don't have to take our word for how great it is. If you don't like it for some reason, then you can return it and get your money back within the first 60 days. Plus, they also guarantee the pillow will last for 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL for one at half off or two for the price of one. It is up to you. As we continue here, toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE, talking about the number one enemy of the U.S. federal government, and all governments for that matter. It's information. It's not some sort of armed insurrection or takeover or invasion. All of these things the government wants you to believe is your enemy, when in point of fact, the odds that any country is ever going to invade the United States are incredibly slim. As our caller pointed out earlier, there's a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States. So we're incredibly safe as far as protecting ourselves go, and even without the government around.
He also said that this is the only country that applies to. I think in World War II, the Germans said something very similar about this tiny little country called Switzerland.
Yep, that's correct. And so we don't have really much to worry about as far as external invasion. If we need to be concerned, it's about the government here. It's about them not only spying on us, but also extracting our wealth and then using that against us and then using our obedience against us as well. And the more obedient the American people are, the more they pay into this system, the more it empowers them, the more it empowers the government to become more tyrannical. If you don't stand up against them, then how can you ever expect them to keep themselves in line? They're not going to. They're going to do whatever it is they want to do. And if people don't challenge it, and I'm not saying this has nothing to do with Donald Trump, by the way. We would have said the exact same thing 4 months ago, or 4 years ago, or 20 years. I mean, we are, pro-freedom on this program.
Right. We'd be saying the same thing if Hillary were president. We would just, obviously change the name instead of Trump to Hillary.
Speaking of changing names between Trump and Hillary, you've got a related story about the presidential debates and switching roles with those debates. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. I think that'll tie in well. Let's go to Karen first, though, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Sure.
I wanted to just touch on what you were discussing earlier regards to WikiLeaks and the CIA. And, I think the main question would be, why is WikiLeaks so willing to, help the American people to know this information? I question the motive behind it all. Why are they willing to hack and give us this information?
WikiLeaks is not doing the hacking.
The information likely came from an insider in the CIA, whether it was an employee of the CIA or a contractor.
Right. Exactly. And you're right. But what I'm seeing is that I'm wondering why they would be willing to release the information.
Daryl, who's sitting across from me here, Daryl W. Perry, is the creator of Shire Leaks, which focuses on freedom of information inside New Hampshire.
Correct.
Daryl, why do you do that? Maybe that can give us some insights into why WikiLeaks does what they do.
Because I think that public information requests should be just that, public. to where, you know, more than just the person that gets the information should be able to see the information. Unfortunately, I've not had anybody actually send me any FOIA requests, so the only things that are up there are things that I've submitted. That I've done personally.
But there's also maybe some ideology behind it as well.
There is. And, you know, there are other organizations like the Sunshine Foundation to where, you know, they want to let people know, hey, here's things that your various governments are doing.
Yeah, I don't know what Julian Assange's, if you don't mind, Karen, I'll take a crack at your question, then we'll let you respond. But I don't know what Julian Assange's personal political beliefs are. However, it may very well be possible that he believes in delegitimizing the state. And when I say the state, I mean the idea of states all around the globe. Because certainly they don't just focus on the United States over at WikiLeaks. They have released government information about governments around the globe. But obviously we're going to pay more attention when it has to do with the United States, because that's where we live.
Right.
So it may just simply be a philosophical belief beyond believing in freedom of information, but also believing that information can help delegitimize state authority, which I think, if that's true, then I certainly support that viewpoint. Your thoughts, Karen?
Well, you know, and I noticed you did say that, you know, that they do release information from, you know, coming from other countries as well. Right now, you know, with all the chaos that's going on, it seems as if they are really, you know, when it comes to the U.S. government, they are really tapping in on, you know, just the confusion since last year. You know, it's just been so much that they have been releasing. And then they say they have more. And so I find that very odd. I'm wondering exactly, you know, what are they up to? I do not trust WikiLeaks. I really do not.
Well, I mean, WikiLeaks, why? I mean, have they given you some reason to not trust them? Because the government certainly has given us plenty of reasons to not trust them.
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is that, you know, I question the motive behind it all. I know that there is some link in regards to WikiLeaks and Russia, you know, and so I'm wondering, what is the true motive behind it? Are they trying to create
Well, there's no link between WikiLeaks and Russia. Yeah. I mean, that's nothing more than a rumor.
You know, from what I understand, and you say rumor, but I've heard differently, and that's why.
Who did you hear it from?
I actually heard it on, well, I was listening to the news, and I want to say it was maybe, it could have been Fox News I was listening to at that time.
Well, of course Fox News is going to report that. Hey, thanks for the call, Karen. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, one of the things that we also learned, we didn't recap this earlier, about the from the CIA release from WikiLeaks, is that the CIA has what are called fingerprints.
Yes.
So for other nations, so they can make it look like, let's say, the Russians had committed some sort of hacking job on something. They can just leave these digital fingerprints there as so-called evidence. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about WikiLeaks and the latest information coming out this week that the CIA's been, they've been working on their own hacking tools and have had them for a while. And apparently somebody screwed up and let them out into the wild. Meaning that anybody who's got the right connections now can have those very same hacking tools that purportedly could hack into your smartphone or your laptop or desktop computer. Also, Samsung smart TVs apparently were affected by some of their tools. They could
possibly other brands of smart TVs,
right.
But we specifically know about the Samsung.
They could turn those into listening devices and can, of course, do the same thing for your smartphones.
Telescreens. Basically, yeah. They converted the television into a telescreen.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. But yet our last caller suggested that she's worried about WikiLeaks, that the government, they're just doing what government does. WikiLeaks, she says, is who she doesn't trust, but it doesn't make any sense. Only because she believes that they're associated with the Russian government does she not trust them. But you know what? As far as I can tell, all that was rumor that was being pushed by people who, you know, were in favor of the Hillary Clinton campaign, for instance, was that it was the, you know, the Russians that were supplying this information that was damaging to Hillary Clinton to WikiLeaks. That was kind of the theory that was out there. And you know what? Julian Assange said that that's not true, that it wasn't the Russians
right.
who did that. But regardless, let's say it was the Russians. Who cares?
Well, now, because when she had mentioned this, you know, the WikiLeaks Russia connection, I did a search.
Mm-hmm.
And the first things that came up were an article mentioning Roger Stone touting this conspiracy and Sean Hannity touting this conspiracy. That somehow the Russians gave WikiLeaks the information about the CIA.
Well, regardless of who gave it to them, even if it was the Russians, who cares? If the information is real, then doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter who the source of the leak was, whether it was somebody who worked for the CIA
right, but
or a Russian
spy.
People
that want to keep the secrets secret?
Yeah.
They're not going to wind up saying, oh, these are horrible things that came to light. Nobody would know about it if it wasn't for you, Ian, or if it wasn't for, you know, whoever. So they
kill
want
the
to
messenger.
Find somebody to blame.
Yeah.
Kill the messenger. And why not point fingers at Russia? Because it seems as though for, you know, close to 30 years, people have, and I know the Cold War didn't end exactly 30 years ago. That's why I said close to.
Yep.
But
28
you know,
years.
People have been still wanting to, you know, oh, Russia's still the enemy. And they've always been trying to push this Russia is the enemy narrative.
Now, Russia, bad, you know, there's bad guys over there, too, right? Like the Russian
right.
government, not good guys. Okay. The Russian state is more oppressive than the United States as far as the freedom rankings. We just recently went down the freedom rankings recently as released by the Heritage Foundation.
Specifically on economic freedoms.
Correct. But there's also another one which factors in personal and economic
true.
Freedoms. And Russia is not anywhere near the United States. So, I mean, the U.S. isn't anywhere near the top either, but it's still doing better than Russia.
Correct.
I mean, if you're a gay man in Russia, it's not a good life for you. I mean, it is a very nasty place to be. So I'm not a fan of the Russian state, but as far as I'm concerned, the enemy of my enemy is kind of your friend in this particular case. Like, if the information is legitimate,
or at least your frenemy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to live there, but if their goal is to delegitimize the United States government, then I support them in that particular aspect of what they do. And if the information is legitimate, if it wasn't fabricated, if this 8,700 pages, this is supposedly 1% or less of what's ultimately going to be revealed by WikiLeaks, if this 8,700 plus pages about the CIA is indeed legitimate, you know, the legitimate article that it did, that came from the CIA headquarters, then I don't care who the source was.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me if it was the Russian government, if it was an insider at the CIA, a contractor with the CIA, or if some, you know, dog went in and, you know, grabbed a flash drive off the desk and walked out with it. I don't care what the source.
Come here, Lassie.
Right. It doesn't
Lassie,
matter.
Go get the flash drive.
Is there more information now than there was before? Yes. Is that information legitimate? We have no reason to believe that it's not at this point. The CIA hasn't denied that it's legitimate.
Correct.
It sure as hell looks legitimate. It's plausible. It's believable. So we're better off today because of this, regardless of who the person was. And, of course, the government would love to be able to blame somebody, would be able
right.
to point their fingers and, you know, train their guns on and sick the U.S. Marshals on and go after the FBI, you know, go and get whoever this person is and string them up from on high as though that's somehow going to make everything right in the world and somehow going to restore their legitimacy in people's minds. And it's not. It's not going to help them. It may punish that one person, and obviously that person, if it was just one person, is willing to take that risk. And thank goodness for people like Edward Snowden and whoever this mystery person is that released this information. Thank goodness we have people who are willing to put their own lives essentially on the line for the benefit of us. Those are the people that are worthy of trust, not the government.
Right. And there's a quote from Game of Thrones that seems very fitting here because you were saying, you know, the government would love to, you know, symbolically string somebody up.
Sure, literally.
Well, that I don't think they would lynch somebody.
No, there's no hangings anymore.
Execution is one of the possible punishments for some of the crimes that they could be charged
with. For treason.
Well, not just treason, but espionage and other things, which, in a way is kind of, tearing a man's tongue out, if you will. There's a quote from Game of Thrones where Tyrion Lannister says, "When you tear out a man's tongue, you're not proving him a liar. You're only telling the world you fear what he might say."
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I'll admit, I'm a fan of RT. I think they do good work. I don't like the Russian government. I don't like any governments. But they're funding a news organization that arguably is better as far as, their level of reporting, the critique level that they have within their reporting of the U.S. federal government. They don't salivate over the politicians here. They don't, jump over, bend over backwards to do anybody any favors within the U.S. federal government.
Right, and they definitely wound up giving more exposure to the Libertarian Party and the Green Party than ABC, NBC, PBS, and all of the other, alphabet agency organizations that provide quote-unquote news.
Right. You were on one of their libertarian, they had a libertarian debate with, which featured you, and of course you're a very principled libertarian. You were able to reach a large audience, not just in the United States, but globally.
Right.
RT broadcasts not just on cable systems in the U.S. There's some cable systems.
Like 700 million households around the world, they said.
That could receive their signal. I mean, they're probably including everybody who's in their satellite footprints as well. But they actually, No, I bet their satellite footprint has more than 700 million because they broadcast on far more satellites than we do. We've got a couple of them. RT's either English or their other channels are available pretty much globally. I mean, any continent in the world, there's a good chance you can point a dish at some point in the sky and receive their channel.
Yeah, so, and because I was in the debate on RT America, again, broadcast to about 700 million households, I had an interview on RT Arabic the next day.
Which was likely translated into Arabic. And
And broadcast on another however many
hundred of million there. Sure, exactly. So, I mean, as far as that is concerned, that's Russian government funded. But what they're doing is they're getting, in this case, the ideas of liberty out within the United States. How can you argue that that's a bad thing? 855-450-FREE, that allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
10 Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want here, live Saturday edition. You can join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you will find there, and those Amazon links take you into your normal Amazon shopping experience. It's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click on the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's really that simple, and it works very well. It's, otherwise, if you don't go through shop.freetalklive.com, the prices are the same. You're just going to send all of the purchase price to Amazon. Instead, when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon sends a portion of the purchase to Free Talk Live. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So let's change gears a little bit here, Daryl. You had a story that I've not, you told me a little bit about it before the show. It sounds kind of interesting, where they took apparently the debates that, or a debate that was had between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yes.
In the 2016 campaign, and they reversed the roles in the debate, meaning what?
So the article comes from Reason, and there were two professors, one from INSEAD, which is the European Institute of Business Administration. The actual acronym comes from the French spelling, which is why it, you know, has the letters in a different order. Mm-hmm. So INSEAD and New York University put together something called Her Opponent, which was a reenactment of the Trump-Clinton debates with the genders reversed. The Donald Trump role was played by Rachel Horton, and the Hillary Clinton role played by Daryl Embry. Maria Guadalupe, an associate professor of economics and political science at INSEAD, Can I call it NSAID?
Sure.
I really don't know if that's what they call it, but you know, instead of just saying all the letters, which is a global graduate business school, she says she came up with the idea after watching the second debate, when she wondered what kind of reaction Trump's performance would elicit if it came from a woman. She recruited Joe Salvatore, a clinical associate professor of educational theater at NYU with a background in adapting interviews, transcripts, and other historical media into plays. Salvatore said that the two started the project, and NYU explained, assuming that the gender inversion would confirm what they'd each suspected watching the real debates, that Trump's aggression, his tendency to interrupt and attack, would never be tolerated in a woman, and that Clinton's competence and preparedness would seem even more convincing coming from a man.
That was their prediction.
That was their hypothesis.
Okay.
Yes. As you might already have guessed, the actual performances didn't turn out that way. Instead of confirming the professor's hypothesis, the performances suggested different conclusions. The style of Brenda King, the female Donald Trump character, was attractive to many of the audience members, who assumed that Jonathan Gordon, the male Hillary Clinton character, would be even more clearly more competent than his opponent than under the original gender paradigm. New York Times reporter Alexis Solosky, who attended one of the two performances, wrote, "Most of the people there had watched the debates, assuming that Mrs. Clinton couldn't lose. This time, they watched trying to figure out how Mr. Trump could have won." Each of the two performances were followed by a discussion where audience members' impressions of the debate were sussed out. One of the people, or rather Salvatore, told NYU, "I never had an audience be so articulate about something so immediately after the performance. For me, watching people watch it was so informative. People across the board were surprised that their expectations about what they were going to experience were upended. Notably, a number of Clinton supporters struggled to find in Gordon what had attracted them to Clinton. Instead,
the man. They could not find in the male portrayal of Clinton what had attracted them to her."
Yes. And again, they gave the characters different names. So instead of saying male Hillary or female Trump, again, they called them, scroll back up here for the name. Well, because they repeat the name.
Okay, I see.
Brenda King and Jonathan Gordon.
So they expected to find in Jonathan Gordon the same persuasiveness or interest level that they had from Hillary Clinton.
Right.
But again, they didn't.
A number of Clinton supporters struggled to find anything in Gordon that had attracted them to Hillary. Instead, they found his style grating. Someone said that Jonathan Gordon was really punchable because of all the smiling. And a lot of people were just very surprised by the way it upended their expectations about what they thought they would feel or experience. Salvatore said, "I was surprised by how critical I was seeing Clinton on a man's body, and also by the fact that I didn't find Trump's behavior on a woman to be off-putting. In some ways, I developed empathy for people who voted for him by doing this project, which is not what I expected." He continues, "I expected it to make me more angry, but it gave me understanding of what they might have heard or experienced when he spoke." The Jonathan Gordon character's effeminacy also came up with some observers. Salvatore said the actor received no notes to be more effeminate in his portrayal. "I was particularly struck by the post-performance discussions about effeminacy. People felt that the male version of Clinton was very feminine, and that was bad. As a gay man who worked really hard, especially when I was younger, to erase femininity from my body, for better or worse, I found myself feeling really upset about hearing those things." And then they actually have a two-minute segment that NYU has provided.
I was going to ask, is there video of this?
There is, and I will send you the link.
Yeah, okay.
so that we can possibly wind up getting this pulled up. And it's being provided by NYU, so I'm guessing it should be broadcast safe.
I'm pretty sure they didn't say F this and F that during the debates.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure we'll be, I expect we'll be good on that. Was there more to the observations?
No, that's the end of it. But
what do you think about all that, Daryl?
It's very interesting, and I really find these sorts of assessments, if you will, to where people delve in and sort of dissect various aspects of things, and then, hey, well, let's see what would have happened, because I love alternate history. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of the YouTube channel, the Alternate History Hub. But I love that channel to where they'll look and see, if this event never happened, how would...
would likely have occurred?
Yeah, how would these following things have played out, and who would wind up, doing what when? So this, to me, is very interesting, just the, all right, so let's see what would happen if Donald Trump was a woman, and if Hillary was a man. And then the whole thing of... Yeah, our hypothesis was totally off. Again, the hypothesis was that people would wind up, not liking Trump as a woman.
But they liked him.
The
people who supported Clinton previously liked Trump more when Trump was a woman.
Yes. And they did not like Hillary as a man.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, one of the complaints about Trump was that he would interrupt, right? That he would rudely step out of line within the rules of the debate and was getting away with it to some extent. I didn't watch all of the debates, but I saw a little bit of this and was kind of badgering the debate moderator, for instance, and kind of getting away with this bad behavior. And it was a problem because it was coming from Donald Trump. But what it sounds like you're saying is when that same behavior was coming from the woman who was acting as Donald Trump, that the people who had supported Hillary found it more something they could appreciate.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to see a woman kept down, right? Like, she should be able to interrupt or whatever. I'm speculating there.
Right. And one thing that's very interesting, about the same time that this story popped up in my news feed, something else popped up in my news feed about a guy that changed email signatures with a female coworker and learned a valuable lesson. He was always wondering, why is she not able to wind up getting work done as quickly as other people? He thought it was just that, she wasn't quite as hard a worker or as fast. Turns out the clients were incredibly rude to her. He found that out when he accidentally sent an email as her and got rude responses.
But why were they so rude?
They just didn't respect the woman.
Interesting. All right, more coming up here. We'll check this clip in moments, so we might be able to play that for you. Plus, your calls and thoughts welcome at 855-450-FREE. Role reversal, what do you think? Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.